Here's Graham. Morning, Graham.
Hi, good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'd just like to say there, the statement you made about if you belong to one of these so-called organisations or whatever they like to call themselves, you can get away with murder. I think you're entirely right. And you shouldn't.
It's not my role, but it's not my role to make statements, so I apologise for that. But you can make statements, so what do you think?
Right, well, you shouldn't have withdrawn what you said. I think you're 100% right. If you're normal, what you call law-abiding citizen, went down the road at 35 mile an hour, 30 limit, you would be shown no mercy, there would be no warning, you would be prosecuted. If you're connected to one of these organisations, everything just seems to go away magically. So I think you're entirely right, Stephen, in what you're saying or implying.
So what do you expect the forces of law and order to do? Let's say the Chief Constable was listening to this morning, probably beating his head off a desk somewhere, thinking that this is very unfair because we've got to get a reality check in Northern Ireland. You know, he's got to balance the potential for, you know, disorder and more mayhem in Northern Ireland against what the policing action should be. What would you say to him?
No, the law's either the law or it's not the law. It should apply equally to everyone. And I'm sure he's got his political masters, although I'm sure he will deny 100%. His political masters tell him what to do. And they're the people, obviously, at fault.
You know, if
I think he should be ashamed. I mean, you know, he's a job to do, and he should do his job. And if he can't do the job, you know, Hang up his boots and walk away.
Well, we don't know. Let's be fair to the Chief Constable now. We don't know how he is going to react to this. But the bottom line is, here it's up. You know, hey, the other thing that strikes me, if you just state the obvious, if you just say this out loud, Graham, right? If you and I are driving down the road 35 miles an hour in a 30 zone, all right?
Yep.
And there's a cop hiding behind a hedge, he'll do us for it. If we're driving down the road and there's no seatbelt on, they'll do us for it, okay? And what they will very rightly say is road safety, and this kills people. Speed kills people, and therefore zero tolerance. That's why they're justified in doing what they do. Here we have a Stuart Dixon describes it. Here we have a recruitment leaflet, a recruitment propaganda message telling people to join an illegal organisation, inciting people to join an illegal organisation, glorifying people that have masks and guns, and it'll probably remain up for as long as the gangsters want it to remain up.
Oh, well, I'm well, you go and put one up, Stephen, and see how long it lasts.
Well, if I wrote Nolan rules on graffiti on the side of any wall, I'd probably be hauled in.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
But you can tell people to join the UDA.
Yeah, well, you see, there's rules for them and there's rules for us. That's it.
Thomas in North Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
Okay. Hey, doing, Stephen? Stephen, there's also a new one down there on Springfield Road to join the NLA. But there's been a massive raise in IRA murals, gunmen murals up around West Belfast and Ardoyne. Personally, I think all the Loyalist and Republican murals should be taken down, gunmen murals. Obviously, they're going to have their historical contacts to them, but they shouldn't be having masked men and masked IRA or UVF, etc., gunmen on them. But if you think for 1 minute the PSNI are going to go in to Republican areas or Loyalist areas to paint over murals of, say, Bobby Sands or IRA hunger strikers who died or UVF men who were murdered, I mean, you're living in Clue Cuckoo Land. They're not going to do it. I think it touched on the subject yesterday where there needs to be discussions with different communities about it, but it's just not going to happen.
But this is illegal. So it's illegal to incite people to join a paramilitary organisation.
Absolutely, Stephen, but they're all over the place. It's illegal to have memorials to UFF and IRA and NLA volunteers on council property, but nobody goes near them. People come on moaning and slabbering about kids painting curbstones red, white and blue coming up the 12th. And yet adults in this country have IRA, NLA, UVF murals on the side of their houses.
Well, and the point I was going to make there, Thomas, 0845955678, you want to join in this, is we always talk about the next generation in Northern Ireland and hoping that our kids get a better time in Northern Ireland, better education, and don't go through what the previous generation went through in Northern Ireland in terms of the violence and the needless loss of life on both sides. Imagine a kid in this local community walking past this. Join. It's better to die on your feet. Better to die. Join this illegal organisation. Join the paramilitaries. And society is leaving that up.
Stephen, there's hundreds upon hundreds of UVF, UDA, IRA and MLA murals all over this country. The police are not going to take them down. I mean, I think it was last year we were talking about murals being removed within Protestant Unionist loyalist areas, and in the same week there was two painted in West, one in West Belfast and one in Ardoyne, with gunmen on it, and our local representatives from Sinn Féin unveiled the two Republican murals Billy Hutchins was congratulating loyalists for taking murals down.
Do you know what? I will say this, again, stating the obvious, but let's say it out loud. It's very, very easy for me, in the comfort of this studio, to be asking what the police are doing, to be asking what the authorities are doing, what the council's doing, all of that kind of stuff. You know, people would be endangered if they went anywhere near this. We all know that.
Absolutely. But they're not going to do it, Stephen. There's not a chance that if they go down to paint over that mural, they're going to have to start painting over other murals in other areas, and it's just not going to happen.
Well, then let's not say that everyone has to uphold the rule of law. Let's not pretend that we think that's the case. Because we all have to uphold the rule of law, but some people don't, if your logic follows.
Computer gig, but only you want to take a fucking ticket, people ain't. You're on every day complaining about it. But see, we have to be realistic here. They're not going to do that. If they go into communities and discuss with them if they want to take a UVF or IRA mural down, they're not going to go in and paint over it. They're going to have to try and speak to the communities to do that.
Sean and Derry. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, no, I was just looking at that on Twitter.
Yeah, at Stephen Nolan. You can see a picture of this on our Twitter feed right now and our Facebook page, bbc.co.uk/Nolan. I don't even know what our Facebook address is, but you'll find it on Facebook. Go ahead.
Stephen, my point is, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not like a transfer where just one morning you wake up and it's there. It obviously took preparation, buying the paint and people who done it. So the people that's walking past it have seen it happening, but then they complain once it's up. So it's like kind of, you know, closing the gate when the horse is bolted. Stop it at the beginning.
So how do you stop it?
I don't know. But let's face it, Stephen, it didn't happen overnight. You know, there wasn't stuff where it was 16 people out, painted an overnight, and it's all of a sudden out.
So you want the local bobby to walk up and say, stop doing that?
Well, if you see something happening, you prevent it at the start. I'm not saying it's the answer, Stephen, but let's face it, we're all fairly speak up. We're fairly to around saying, no, don't do that. But then when it's up, we're all up in arms going, that's not right.
Barry and Bangor. Morning, Barry.
Hey, Stephen, how you keeping?
Go ahead, Barry.
I don't think the murals will ever be pushed to come down throughout the country because there's too much money being made from them.
This is a new mural. Remember, this is new. This is newly put up this year, within the last couple of months.
Yes, but if the push to take down the one mural, then it's going to start off a baton race to take down them all, and that's what they're probably scared of.
Yeah, but Barry, here's what I'm saying. This is not an historic relic from the Troubles. This is a new recruitment exercise from the UDA to recruit people. This is the same UDA whose public statement is they have decommissioned.
Yes, well, obviously they're contradicting themselves and that. Either there's separations within their own organisation. But, you know, my more point is as well that the police and the government don't go in to push the erasing of these murals is because of the greater picture, because there's probably scared of the money they'll lose and the if people push to erase them all.
Stuart Dixon, you're still with us, right?
Yes, indeed.
The other issue here, which I guess we haven't touched upon, is what if these wall murals are actually effective for this paramilitary organisation? What if there are some vulnerable young people and older people and they go and they join and they think it is better to die on their feet? Like, this is how serious this is.
Of course it is.
Because we kind of in Northern Ireland talk about this in the abstract as if, oh, well, sure, those things happen in Northern Ireland. For goodness. So what if let me just finish this thought, Stuart, please. Yeah. So what if there is, just imagine this, what if there is an 18, 19, 20-year-old walking past this, and because of whatever life circumstances he currently has, he decides, do you know what? That's for me. I am going to put a balaclava on. I am going to get a gun in my hand, and I'm going to die on my feet. I'm going to take up guns.
And you're right, Stephen. And for the vast majority of us, we wouldn't or couldn't possibly contemplate that. But I've been a youth leader all my life. I've worked with young people, and sadly, I have seen young guys, mainly men, young fellows, join these sort of organisations and have their lives ruined as a result of it. And all you have to do is go to prisons, and indeed our ex-prisoners, and many, many ex-prisoners will tell you the biggest moment of regret in their lives was when they joined one of these organisations. Because once you get in, you can never get back out. They are offering nothing to our society. They're offering nothing to our community. And I understand all of the hard and difficult issues about demanding the police doing that, this, and others doing that, and the community standing up and people reporting it. Well, I'm doing that on behalf of ordinary, decent people in Carrickfergus today. I've done it for the last 30 years, and I will continue to do it, no matter what they chuck at me and no matter what I do. I believe that these organisations are wrong, and they're about ruining people's lives, and they contribute nothing to our community or our society.
0845 955 678 is the number to call this morning. The text 81771. The email nolan@bbc.co.uk, @StephenNolan on Twitter. Stuart Dixon, just before we leave you this morning, what realistically do you think should happen now?
Well, community dialogue is clearly important, and there are community organisations in the area, and we have to have that discussion. We've been having that discussion for probably the best part of 30 years. That discussion will continue. But it also has to be that the community says, we don't want this any longer. We don't want young lives destroyed. We don't want young children being driven there to school every day asking mum or dad, what is all that about?
This wall mural is in Carrick, but the East Belfast community worker Jim Wilson has contacted us about this. Is this right or wrong, Jim? Should this be up?
No, it's absolutely wrong, Stephen. And
have you seen it?
I don't care who it's from. The CLMC and loyalist organisation said they're removing conflict to peace. And from conflict to peace is what we need to continue to do. I know there's major problems within loyalism at the present with all the stuff that's went on with the flag protests and that. But that doesn't mean to say that we end up having to get our young children engaged again in the violence that happened all those years ago, because I don't want my children, my grandchildren, or any of our children to have to go through what we went through as kids. I was 16 years of age when I engaged in this stuff, and I'm telling you now, it's not nice. So I don't think there should be any murals in Northern Ireland, whether a loyalist or Republican, up there getting our young children engaging in violence. And it's absolutely wrong. And I'm a bit angry this morning, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done within our communities. But engaging young lads for whatever nefarious deeds, because I remember when I was a kid, there was people who were involved, and they weren't involved for the right reasons. They were involved for their pockets. They were involved for their
own. So what, Jim? So let's talk to the elephant in the room here then, about the elephant in the room. What should happen? You know, should the authorities go in and take it down, or is that just unrealistic?
Well, I think it's a bit unrealistic, but what I do think is the people who put it up need to rethink what they're doing and what they're trying to do, because at the end of the day, it's bad enough having dissident Republicans out there trying to kill people and murder people and take lives without having a section of loyalism engaging in that. The security forces at the present are pretty up to speed on what's happening from the dissidents, and that they are pretty well on top of that, so there's no need for reactions from the loyalist community and that there. What we need to do in our community is to try and lift our communities from where we are, where you know, a lot of our communities are very down about what's going on in the peace process and how the peace process has been melted out and how a lot of things that are happening. But there needs to be engagement with those that done it. And also those that done it need to also think, you know, maybe there are people that didn't engage in the troubles that we did in the early days, but they need to have a rethink about what they're doing, absolutely. And there needs to be a dialogue about taking it down. It's not on. Our children shouldn't be looking at these things, walking by them and saying, well, yes, I want to engage in that. There, what are you saying?
Well, this is romanticising violence, isn't it?
Well, it is.
It's not in a way at all. Better to die on your feet than live on your knees. Join the UDA beside a masked, armed gunman.
Yeah, but there's two ways to live on your feet, Stephen. You can fight. You can fight attrition by other means and violence. You know, what we need to do is to ensure that our politicians and the people who are there supposed to be representing us that do the jobs that they're asked to do within our communities. But going back down the road of violence and getting our young children thinking that it's going to be great and wonderful. And I know, you know, don't get me wrong, I know that there's young boys in loyalism there are absolutely frustrated to no ends and would love to go out and engage in violence against the Republicans. But that is not the way forward for us.
Jim, thank you.